Ars Liturgica. For the food on the other side of grace, I sputtered short-winded prayers. My father said, "Slow down. Pray like this." He said, "Always start with gratitude, even for another day." I scoured scripture for the blueprint, but even Pater Noster has no lines of thanksgiving. Only give us this day. Still, I hear the braid of his voice in mine, trying to fit thank yous between the breaths. When he took the 5 loaves and 2 fishes, it wasn't quite a request, but he gave thanks and broke the bread and broke it and broke it. The way, when you first love something, your hands keep reshaping to receive it. I might be hijacking my memory again, veering off from my father's lessons. I'm asking my hands what I've been given again. The past weighed a little in my palm, then it became more than I can hold. How will I redistribute? Seasons repeat to reflect my difference between them. When I get deep in spring work, my hands crack like my dad's after a day at the granite shop. I dig up the crushed rocks of the soil up north and some still solid ones. The loud shroud of the leaves is liturgical. Thank God our hands are jagged, rough enough to polish stone, to thread a needle through the stem of a flower like a pin in time, to capture the winter's workings in calluses. Thank God soon this skin will be friable enough to accept the roots of a small tree. I stay dirty so my veins can feed on midden, as it is in heaven. I hope my flesh is feeding something in its long coming apart. I almost feel ready to pray, but there are no words to remember. I come to the table like bread for grace, to break down again. Natal chart. The last time I saw my sister in Nigeria, she looked like my American sister, 8 years younger, their 6th birthday. Resemblance runs so strong in our blood, they forced an ocean between us to impose a difference. My eyes sweat over the false logic of replacement. Simi is a growing echo across the distance everything Dotun does travels to reach us. Nigeria is a living sacrifice amplified in thickening time. Remember to call home, displacement, delay. Zoom in again. Everything in my mom's house is a metaphor for the cosmos. Plates with holes in them. Ovens open for sun. Low hum under pictures growing apart. When two universes are in phase, they are coherent. Rooms are full of frequencies we can't isolate. Inner ear scratchy for voice and American vacuum. If the band that expands to keep the universe contained had a name, it would be called the universe. Qasim, Qasim, from the Arabic, one who divides, one who distributes. I intended to shear widely, to turn severance into a house. We moved from my father to fill in the ellipse of his brother's affairs. Yosef Albers, to distribute material gifts is to divide them. To distribute spiritual gifts is to multiply. Me and my brothers had an airplane in the cabinet. We let our coordinates drift in the dark. If a divided body makes our heart stronger, air another vein to push blood through. distance a wound, blood could suture. I touched night windows and joined the dots and widening rings. To retrace your orbit, I curved the line, keeping time apart.